The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Well. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Good day.
Welcome to Eclipse Day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a letdown.
What up, Eclipse?
I think it's going to be a big letdown.
Why do you think it's going to be a letdown?
There's so many clouds in the sky right now.
Oh, good point. How do you know?
What do you mean? How do I know? I looked at them. When I drive, I'm not going so fast as you.
How can you see clouds?
Because if you look up, there's clouds.
You can't see clouds in the dark.
Robbie, can you tell them that there are clouds in the sky?
Robbie, can you see clouds in the dark?
It's hard, but you can sometimes.
You can't see.
They cover the stars and the
moon. We have no idea if it's cloudy right now.
Robbie, go to the window right now.
Oh, they cover the stars and the moon. That's a good thought.
What do you mean that's a good? That's the most obvious thing.
So if you look up and you don't see, well, how do you know if you're going to see the stars when you're in the city? You can't see the stars in the city.
Yeah, you can.
Well, not as well as you can when you're out in the country.
It's cloudy this morning.
Huh?
A little bit. A
little bit cloudy?
Yeah.
Let me see. You know what, this handy-dandy weather app that you guys told me to start using hasn't steered me wrong yet. It's been pretty good. Should have been using it for years.
Yeah. It's supposed to be mainly sunny until
14
two.
Degrees, mainly sunny this afternoon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. We might get ourselves a little view of the eclipse.
Isn't it like a small view of the eclipse even at best case scenario?
No, it's a small amount of the eclipse. So it's a good view of the eclipse, but we just don't see the whole eclipse.
Yeah, I can't understand.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head
around it. We're
not
even on
the
fringes of it right now. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't get to witness it in
all. You're still not. Your weekend didn't change your mind. The absolute, like, flooding of conversation and information and posts and news and everything.
Haven't heard a thing about it.
You haven't? Really?
Not a thing.
Really?
100% not really. No, I was around a ton of people. Not one person mentioned it. Not one thing on my Twitter. Not one thing was said
you
to me this weekend.
Are you serious?
100%.
See, this is how we know our information's getting customized for our own interests.
Yeah,
because I've been under a landslide of eclipse information. Eclipse stories,
nothing.
Glasses, fake glasses, you know, knockoff glasses, a truck arrested for knockoff glasses.
Oh.
Like, just an endless stream of information about the eclipse, the different stages of the eclipse. I had a second-by-second breakdown of the eclipse.
Oh, God.
And what you'll see, what you won't see, and how it changes, when to look, when not to look at the
mm-hmm.
eclipse. Oh, Dylan, my phone. I could barely lift it. It had so much eclipse information on it.
I got none.
It literally felt heavier this
weekend. I was searching, like, on Friday for three things.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the possible portal that it'll open up?
What?
Yeah, there's a portal that could open up.
No.
Yup. It was everywhere.
An eclipse portal?
It was. The way that it'll
time
up.
Into a different dimension?
Yeah, like they think that
Dylan,
it'll go
exciting.
To like a different planet
that's
or
not
whatnot.
Real.
Listen to that,
yeah. Come on.
Oh. And so they're launching also three rockets in at the same time that the eclipse happens, so that way they could test if the air particles are different and whatnot.
See what happens, Dylan? If you nap, you'll get out of your nap. You'll wake up when is it, 11:45, 12:30,
I think it
o'clock?
Peaks at 12:46.
You'll wake up from your nap. You'll come outside. You'll be like, where is everybody? We all got into that dimensional portal. The last one here. You slept through the portal, Dylan.
But me and the pigs, man. I'm going to eat a lot of ham.
Why?
Because no one else is here to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, what if the pigs
one man's
find the
duty.
Portal?
Yeah. The pig portal.
What if you're the only one all the pigs jump in?
That would be a really crappy
example. Wow. There is no greater example and proof and evidence of the fact that we get our news customized for our own things. Now,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That we're only getting fed what we like on social media. Dylan hasn't heard anything about the eclipse. He hates the eclipse. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on the eclipse, and I've got every news story possible that's come to me about the eclipse.
I only heard about the portal because it's all over my roommate's page.
Ah,
she's just talking about it.
Because your
time.
Roommate's a real kook.
Yep.
See, Dylan?
The portal.
We all
I want to know more about the portal, though. Is that real?
I'm going to look it up.
Real.
It's like.
What do you mean it's
it
not
could
real?
Be.
Well, I don't think the eclipse is going to open up a dimensional portal.
Because it's like also it's a mix of like God names and the way that they close it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go on the internet.
I don't TikTok, Megan.
Not have gotten that news story.
It's from a trusted source.
Listen to this, though. So my fiance is currently in Quebec and going to Quebec City today in Montreal. She's a French immersion teacher. And so there's like 80 students, 80 junior high students on this Quebec trip that they take every other year. And she's one of the teachers that's kind of like chaperoning the whole thing and kind of helping out you know, 80 kids, it's a lot of work. 80 junior high kids, even more work.
Oh,
80
God.
Junior high kids can get into trouble. Last night, there was trouble at the hotel.
What kind of trouble?
There was a party in a room and somebody broke something and a noise complaint or something like that.
Of course that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what is the discipline that you can, you know, put on these kids? Like when they're on this trip in Montreal, you can't be like, well, go to your room. You know, you can't suspend them and keep them home from the trip. Like, you can't send them home. Like, what do? Check out the punishment. They can't go see the eclipse today.
Oh.
Oh, what a dream. Somebody ruined the eclipse for everybody on the trip. Because they're right in the path of totality.
For all 80 of them?
Yeah, they're canceling for all 80? That's
horrible. Well, they were going to, like, a park or something like that.
But they can't be trusted.
And they can't be trusted to go and look up and all this sort of stuff. So they're getting this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Damn.
Taken from them because one person had to screw around last night.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That right there is something.
Also, Dylan, I don't know if you'd like this or not, with 80 kids traveling through Quebec right now.
Yeah.
At hotels and the like. No one's allowed in the pool. No one can go to the pool on this trip.
What? Why?
Too many kids. No lifeguards at a hotel. Nobody's allowed to go to the pool.
According to who?
That's one of the tour rules, the travel rules.
Wow. From the teachers?
From just like the tour plan, the tour program, the tour company.
Field trips, too.
Field trips.
What?
Like when I went to band camp, they had a pool, and we weren't allowed to use the pool because there was no lifeguards. So actually, when a couple of the kids got their lifeguard certification, they were like, now we can go use the pool.
Smart.
Yeah, that is
very,
good.
Very smart.
That's so sad.
I know you love to go into a pool when you go to a hotel. It's your number one thing to do.
Point of a vacation.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a vacation. This is a learning experience with their peers.
Doesn't sound like it so far.
Pool privileges revoked.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they bus or fly?
They flew there.
Okay.
And now they're busing around Quebec. Okay.
Yeah. How can you tell? Because I remember that the richer kids in our school got to do this.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't get to go.
No, yeah, I remember those two.
But the parents paid for it.
Yeah.
How can you tell me what I can do on my vacation when my parents paid for it?
Well,
you can't tell me I can't go to a pool. I paid for it,
It's a learning. I don't think it's a vacation.
Anything.
It's a learning experience.
We paid for this.
It sounds pretty vacation-y, what they're doing.
Yeah.
They went to a graffiti museum and learned how to do graffiti the other day. I don't know what that has to do with education. Yeah.
That seems odd.
Yeah.
But yet I can't go in a pool?
Not allowed in the pool. Can't be trusted. 80 kids, right? One kid jumps in the pool. They're all going to jump in the pool. No lifeguard there. Next thing you know, just dead everywhere.
Thank God my parents didn't pay for it.
Right, exactly. How disappointed would you be?
Go somewhere without a pool? No, thank you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
If you're in that, I don't know, is it an age window? Is it an experience window? An intelligence window? If you're in my age, experience, and intelligence window, I'm going to help you out here.
Okay.
Because there is something that's living on the internet that I don't understand, but I don't think it's young people. I think I just missed the boat on it, and I don't know what it means. I'm assuming Robbie does.
Okay. What is it?
And I'm assuming, Dylan, just because you've got your finger on the pulse of pop culture and progressive attitudes the world over, you might know.
Okay.
I can almost promise that our little redheaded friend over there, Megan.
Yes.
Might know.
Okay. She might know.
Ooh. But she's from Bon Accord.
Hey.
So I can't guarantee it.
Okay.
Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Megan, by the way.
Hi.
How old are you, Megan?
I'm 24.
24 years old. My mom was quite surprised about that.
Really?
I saw my parents on the weekend. Now, how old is this Megan? See, you know, Mom, I always forget. I think she's in her, like, mid to late 20s. So I guess this is early to mid 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. My mom says hi, by the way, Dylan, Robbie.
Oh, hi, Judy.
So, Megan.
Yes.
When somewhere on the internet, whether it's a post on, like, Dylan, you're on X a lot, right? Or Twitter, X, right?
Yep.
Or on Instagram or anything like that. And it's written in lowercase capital, lowercase capital, lowercase capital, lowercase capital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this, Dylan?
I don't see it often.
But have you seen the phenomenon that is a post or something that is lowercase capital letter, lowercase capital letter. You haven't seen, not really. You haven't seen anything about the eclipse? You haven't seen any of this?
No.
Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I see it an awful lot
on Instagram.
Okay.
I think it's to make fun of people.
You think
is that what it is?
Pretty sure.
Elaborate, please.
It's almost like a mocking tone, like repeating what someone said.
Okay.
So it's like, yes, you do. And you're like, yes, you do.
Like that. Okay.
That's the way that I.
That's what that is?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. I was wondering what the heck that meant, because every time I read it, I think, I didn't quite understand.
It's like if someone's stating the obvious.
Right. And I thought that that might be it. I had a hunch. And I don't know what I think it was based on the context with which I was reading it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, somebody's figured out how to do, oh, okay, whatever, that voice.
It is. That's the
voice. It is meant to show that they are writing is jokingly stupid or being extremely sarcastic.
Like if you're passive aggressive. So, if, for example, I'm writing Katie, who's on after 10 o'clock here. I'm writing her an email right now. That she forgot to include me on the daily email of the music log. So I said, hey, I couldn't help but notice you didn't send me the music log for Monday. Now, so you know, I'm fully aware that a music log was sent. As much as I am fully aware that I'm the only one that did not receive one. Then I wanted to write in a passive-aggressive way. Don't worry, Megan ended up sending me a copy of the log. Is that where I'd use capital, lowercase, capital, lowercase, capital, lowercase?
I think you could, but it would be better in a case where you're repeating something that's stating the obvious back to
because,
them.
Because, Dylan, in that sentence, the last way I want it to be read is, don't worry. Megan ended up sending me a copy of the log.
You don't want
to I want it to be more like, don't worry, Megan ended up sending it. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you do it on the don't worry, it would work.
Is that, yeah. So there's not a proper text or italicizing or bolding or, that really conveys passive aggressive.
You realize, though, that you don't need to send her anything, right?
Well, I didn't get a music log. I needed to give her the heads up that I was unfairly targeted.
Oh, boy.
As to not get a music log.
Okay.
Huh? Robbie, you're familiar with the lowercase capital?
I just want to point out I didn't get the archive on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Bring that up.
I didn't send the archive?
You didn't send it to
me. But I didn't send it to either one of you.
No, you did.
I did?
You sent it to me and our boss.
See, we're... yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Phasing you out, Robbie. One less thing on your plate, buddy.
Fair enough.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Damn! Robbie, why does it always happen like that, Dylan?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just here to get you.
Yes. I try and go passive-aggressive, and I get burned on my own passive-aggressive nature. All right, I'll delete this email.
Yeah, you should.
Okay. But hey, that's good to know. I didn't know that that's meant mocking.
Okay, so and do I start with a capital or a lowercase, or does it matter?
I always start with a lowercase.
Yeah, you'd have to, because a capital wouldn't make sense, would it?
Because then it would just seem like maybe you slipped.
The capital would make sense, and you don't want it to make sense.
Yeah.
So I start the sentence with a lowercase?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'm able to do that.
Yeah, you might have some problems.
Okay. So that, and that's it. Yeah, but there's no caps lock button. There's no alternate lock button.
Nope.
That must be a real pain.
You just go back and forth, back
that
and forth.
That sentence will take
forth,
twice as long to write there, Dylan. All right.
That's why you choose, like, some choice words.
What is the, okay, so it's only certain words in the sentence. It wouldn't be the whole sentence?
Unless it's a really short sentence.
It's the ones you want to emphasize with sarcasm.
You're really
I'm going to introduce this to my age group of friends, Dylan.
Oh, fine.
Nobody's going to know what the hell I'm doing. They're like, what's wrong with this dude's phone?
Yeah.
What is the timeline for and whom will we be speaking with today regarding Cam's dates over the weekend?
See, I'm not 100% on this yet. Because Cam and I tried to have a talk, but he was on his date.
Dylan, the younger people call it, you're not 100.
Not 100 on this.
Yeah, keep going.
Because I don't, do we talk to the dates that happened? Would that be unfair to the date that's going to happen? Because there's still a date tonight. That's the one thing that I don't know. Or do we talk to them and she gets to hear? I don't really know how that works. I haven't really.
Well, I'm
that
too curious to wait for another day.
Okay, then we.
So I'd like to. Maybe we don't hear about Cam's review of all of it.
Okay,
no. We hear about everybody else's review, but we keep Cam out of it until the fourth date is done.
We can try the best. Ashley, she was available between 7:30 and 9.
Bingo, bango. That seems like she's pretty readily available. Okay.
Yeah, I know that. I got to talk to Kat here. So give me a minute. I'll find out some time.
You figure it all out, and we'll get caught up with the three dates that have already happened. If you want to get caught up with even more, like the rule Dylan lifted last week before these dates, Megan has put together a third podcast relating to Bachelor Cam and his final dates, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I got, Sorry, I was almost, just going to say 14 degrees and clear today.
Almost nine hours of sleep on Saturday into Sunday.
Wow.
And I have never.
You're like a little baby.
I felt like a human for the first time in about 9-10 months on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It was the most magical feeling ever to feel like a real human.
Yeah.
Nothing special was happening.
Nope.
I just woke up and felt like a real human.
Your battery got fully recharged. You plugged your iPhone in.
Oh, my God, did that feel
nice.
You're
a human iPhone, and you have finally unplugged it when the bar was green.
Oh!
Right? All we're doing, we're like Robbie's phones during the week.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
We plug it in for as long as we can and then we unplug it and we're like, I guess 40 is going to have to do for today. Mm-hmm. But when you can get a good 9 hour sleep on the weekend and you can unplug your body at 100, wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
I couldn't get over how good I felt yesterday.
Yeah.
Sleep, guys.
What percentage is your battery throughout the week, Robbie? You go to bed really early, right? 8 o'clock?
Well, yeah, usually.
You try to. You're very strict. You have a really strict routine.
I'm usually in bed by 9.
I respect it because I can't do that.
It's helpful.
Yeah. Oh, is it ever?
Yeah.
So you're always waking up. Are you at 100? You're fully charged?
Not today, but I try to be as much as possible.
Dylan, where are you?
During the week?
Are you at least green when you wake up every morning? No, you're still red?
I've been green for months. Right. I've been red or something. Like most days I'm that yellow, that weird yellow, and you're like, what's that about?
Yes.
But yesterday I felt what it felt like. And so like all this time I've been like going to a doctor and like trying to figure out what's wrong with me and like trying to eat healthy and I just need sleep.
Well, anybody who gets up early, right? And I don't know if you'd consider 6:41 early.
It could be depending.
But if you're getting up at, let's say, like 5 o'clock, 4:45, something like that, right? Like many of us. What time's your alarm go off, Robbie?
4:30.
Megan, what time's your alarm go off?
4:15.
Okay. So if your alarm goes off at that, can we all agree, everybody that's awake right now, 917-917, anything that starts with a 4 is ungodly?
Oh,
is that a fair assumption to make? 4 equals ungodly?
Yes.
It just is.
5, not as much. 5 is like rough. 4, anything. We have 4:59 is ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Fair to say?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. I purposely set my alarm for 5:00 and rush.
So you don't see the 4?
And so I don't do anything like in the morning. I don't have a shower or anything like that. Like I am out the door as quickly as humanly possible.
Right. I think if
just brush my teeth, put on deodorant, out.
If your alarm goes off at the ungodly hour that starts with 4, I think we know life as yellow.
Yeah.
We know life as our most recharged is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
We're rarely green except on the weekends. And Thursday nights into Friday mornings, we're probably red. Because that Thursday rolls around, you're like, I can stay up late tonight. I've only got one more day left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're on like that alert red, right? Where it's like, if I do one thing, the whole thing might shut down at any second.
Yes.
Right?
So there's some days that all I have is like an emergency call. Like that's all I can make. Everything's shut down. I can make an emergency call. That's it.
917-917. Is the mistake, though, Dylan, and I want to know if this happened to you, is the mistake getting a great charge to 100% on your body on a Saturday going into Sunday and then knowing you have to get up at the ungodly hour Monday and no way you can fall asleep because you had too much sleep. You had regular amount of sleep. Therefore, you're not tired until late and you're starting your week off on a bad
trip. I tried to do the repeat, right? Because I did Saturday into Sunday. So yesterday I was like, well, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel so amazing that I need to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I want this feeling to last.
Yeah. So I got everything ready, went into bed at 8. I didn't fall asleep until probably 9:45.
Not bad.
Closer to 10 maybe. Yeah. But I was in bed in anticipation of feeling that great again.
Yeah. And?
I don't feel as bad today.
Right.
But I don't feel like I did on Sunday.
I think the reason we feel like crap, I think you can get 29 hours sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If your clock says 4, if it's in the ungodly hour when the alarm goes off, that's the problem.
Yeah, it can
be. It's not how much sleep you got. It's when the damn thing goes off.
It's hard.
See, text message says anything with a 4 should be illegal. But and then we've got 2:30 in the morning for me, 2:30 a.m. And this, my alarm, Monday through Friday, goes off at 2:50 a.m.
Oh,
wow.
No.
And then, yeah, there's four is death, five is heaven. That's exactly it.
I can see it.
And then there's the early morning risers, like my fiance, who has no reason to get up any day of the week before 7 a.m.
Right.
No reason. Mm-mm. Gets up before I do. I like starting my day slowly, she says.
I wish you could pick.
Oh, God.
Like, I wish that was something you could pick. Like, you know how you pick out your outfits?
Yeah.
Like, I wish you could pick whether you were, like, a nighttime or a morning time person.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, it happens opposite of how it should.
Right.
Those who need to wake up early are the ones who can't fall asleep.
Yep.
And opposites.
Yeah.
Ugh. Listen, all I'm saying, sleep was amazing.
Right.
If you get enough of it, it really can change some things.
Right. And here you are with this enlightenment right now.
Yeah, like
feeling what you're feeling, knowing what you're knowing, and guess what's going to happen? That won't happen again for another month until you do it again.
I'm going to listen to myself.
It's that famous Jerry Seinfeld routine, right? Night guy always wins.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? You have no reason in the world to be up past a certain time, but yet you just keep scrolling and scrolling. And night guy's got, come on. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about morning guy. That's his problem.
Right.
And it's totally true. I last night was so excited because I finally got to bed earlier than I usually do. 12:30, my son came upstairs.
Oh.
Because he couldn't sleep and he had a lot on his mind and he needed to talk.
Aw.
So he woke me up at 12:30. We cuddled, which is adorable for a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked until 1:30 in the morning.
Jesus.
The entire time I'm like, the one night I got to bed early. All the time.
Aww.
That's a special moment.
That's
right?
How my week is starting, Dylan. I didn't fall asleep till 1:30 in the morning last night.
Yeah,
but all's good with the with Riley.
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's just not sure if he wants to go to school again or not. He's starting to change his mind.
Uh-oh. What's he gonna do?
He doesn't know.
Oh no,
he doesn't want to go to school if he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, if you don't know, don't go.
Don't waste your time.
I did it. Yep. I dropped out.
Yep.
It's
he's in that place right now where he just doesn't know what it is he wants to do.
Uh-huh.
And
it
I don't know.
Takes some time.
Maybe he should talk to you and get some damn sleep.
Oh, that's what you need.
Yeah. So are you green now, or have you already drained yourself down? What are you at right now?
I'm still in the green, but I'm not hopeful for the rest of the week.
Robbie, you in a green?
I think I'm red today.
Are you?
Oh, no,
already on a Monday.
It's not good.
917-917. Text green, yellow, or red.
Yes.
Already Monday morning at 6:45.
See where we're at.
What is your sleep battery at right now?
Hard to
I read some scary stuff. I'm not even going to say it, but I read a book because I'm struggling with my sleep so much as well.
Did you read Why We Sleep?
I can't remember the name of it. My fiance actually read it to me.
What?
I don't like reading. And
is it the blue book with the blue?
Okay, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I wasn't looking. I was laying back and listening.
Okay.
It's very nice. She's a teacher. She likes to read to the students, you know?
Okay.
And I found out some really scary things if you don't get enough sleep that can happen to your brain and your body.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you this. We should all start getting sleep now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the number one thing that you can do to better yourself.
It really is, right?
That's what they say.
Like this text message. Sleep was the only thing that pushed me into weight loss after I changed my diet and started exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Alarm set for 2:59. I work at 4 a.m. That's Oscar.
Oscar.
Right.
And then we got red, yellow, red, mm-hmm. barely green, red.
Yeah, on a Monday.
You guys,
bad start.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Oh, we've got a special guest on the phone joining us right now, Dylan. We're going to talk to Catherine in a minute. She was one of the three dates with Bachelor Cam over the weekend.
Yes.
We'll find out how it went, especially with that now, the lifted kissing and touching ban. Touch to your heart's content, kiss to your heart's content on the final date. So we'll hear from Catherine in a second. But Danine is on the phone. Hi, Danine.
It's Janine.
It is Janine.
Oh.
Yes.
Then why'd you say with a D?
That's the spelling of my name, Pepper, remember?
Oh, it's DeJanine, right, right. The silent D.
That's
right, the silent D.
Doesn't make any sense.
Do you remember talking to silent D, Janine, Dylan?
Yeah, I couldn't wrap my head. I thought I was just tired that day.
Do you remember why we talked to her last week?
I don't remember why, because I got so caught up in trying to figure out why the D.
Did Janine tell Dylan why we were talking to you last week?
Because of the solar eclipse.
She's in Texas right now.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, you traveled for it.
She has arrived safe and sound. When did you get there?
Yes. Yesterday, last night.
All right.
Is it pretty packed where you are?
Oh, my God, yes. The plane was like 100% full.
Yeah. Of just solar eclipse enthusiasts, Dylan.
Any regret so far?
No.
Well, okay. She gets to see her parents, too. Her parents are coming from London, correct?
No, that's not me. That's the other person.
Well, there was somebody else whose parents were coming from London to meet them to take in the eclipse. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't you. Okay. We've got more listeners, Dylan, that are in Texas right now to take in the eclipse.
It's wild.
A lot of people there. Okay, so the plane was full. And are they all, you think it was all full because they're all going down to take in the eclipse?
That's correct.
All right. And you're just outside of Dallas?
We are in San Antonio.
That's what it was. Yeah, right.
What's your plan here? You're obviously up and ready to go. Like, are you gonna go stand somewhere? Like, what are you doing?
Well, right now we're checking the weather every hour, but it's cloudy right now. So plan B is to go further to the border between Texas and Mexico.
Okay.
So you're gonna outrun the clouds.
Yes.
All right, you hear it's more clear a little further south?
That's correct.
Dylan, you can't crap over your eclipse plan. Fly all the way to Texas, and it's a cloudy day. Like, how cloudy is it right now?
Right now, it's just partially cloudy, but we don't want to take that chance. So that's where we're heading, to the border.
Okay, that's it. You just got in a rental car and said, just keep going until there aren't any clouds.
We are on it. Yes.
What time does it happen? Is it the same time everywhere? No, it would be a different time for you. What time does it happen in Texas?
1 o'clock here, 1 p.m.
Which is 12 o'clock here. So it's around the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because what we have here in Edmonton is it starts at 11:54. It's at its fullest at 12:46. But our fullest is like nothing compared to what you're about to see. Or not see.
Yeah, it depends on the whole cloud coverage. I hope you can outrun the clouds.
Yeah.
Do you have your certified solar eclipse viewing glasses?
Yes, we do. Yep. We all do. And the camera and the filter for the camera.
Okay, good. Yeah, you can wreck your camera if you're just taking pictures. Yeah.
Make sure these are safety approved, these glasses. There's a lot of knockoffs going around that don't do anything.
How are you supposed to make sure?
I look at the eclipse and see if you can see afterwards, I guess. There's one way to figure it out. I don't know. Okay, well, enjoy it, Dijanine. We would like a full report tomorrow morning, if you don't mind, okay?
Oh, I don't mind. Okay.
Have fun. Okay. Thank you, Janine.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
See you, Dylan. A lot of people.
What a letdown that's going to be.
Oh, if it's cloudy, that stinks.
It does.
I don't know what the forecast is out in southern Ontario for today, if it's cloudy or if they're going to get a good view.
Could you imagine traveling and then being let down?
Over a million people, new people, into the region today in southern Ontario.
So wild to me.
To view this total eclipse. Okay, Catherine's ready to go. Here we go.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
Here's an idea.
Okay.
What if they made solar eclipse glasses, but inside the lenses of the glasses was just a picture of a solar eclipse?
Then you wouldn't need to go.
You could see one every day.
Everywhere.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All the time.
And look at them safely every time.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you could do that on Google. There's a ton of them.
By the way!
Yeah?
Million-dollar invention idea coming up.
Okay.
Without question, million-dollar invention
idea. Don't give it away this time.
It is an improvement on my original million-dollar invention.
Okay.
So this is a $1.2 million invention idea coming up.
Taco tape?
But we've got to speak with Catherine now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
She is one of the final four to date Bachelor Cam before he makes his decision on whom the love of his life shall be on Wednesday morning. Catherine's date is complete. Which date was Catherine's doing?
Saturday morning at the Continental Treat Fine Bistro.
Okay.
A 10 o'clock start on Jasper Ave.
Okay.
And what a beautiful place that is. I don't know if you've been there, but Continental Treat Fine Bistro is gorgeous. And a gluten-free restaurant. So good to know if you're into that.
Yeah.
Now, you crashed this date? You've crashed all three dates, right?
Yeah, I crashed them all.
Okay. So you crashed the Goodwill dress up date.
Yep.
On Friday.
You got it.
The Continental Bistro.
Yep.
Saturday, and I'm just trying to... Oh, IKEA. Of course, yeah. IKEA was yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. So, what did you witness? What is Catherine feeling? What's going on here? The date, your date, it's all done. Now it's all kind of left up to... Will Cam issue you the final rose, Catherine? So, Dylan, what did you see? And how long were you hanging out with them for?
Continental Treat Fine Bistro. We were there for probably an hour and a half,
Oh, you were
hours.
There for a while?
Yeah.
The whole time hanging out with them?
We tried their cooking. We took pictures and videos, and it was me and my girlfriend that were
okay,
there.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you end up making in the kitchen, Catherine, you and Cam together?
We made shrimps sort of like poached dilling. What's it called when it's like
sous vide?
Yeah, sous vide. Yeah.
Okay.
We made that. We made salmon, couscous, and vegetables.
Okay. And was it easy? Did you learn a lot? Did you screw anything up?
Maybe my presentation with the shrimp, but no, I was pretty good. It was pretty easy. Like, we had the chef with us the whole time, so he was showing us how to cut stuff. And I'm not good at flipping stuff on the pan, though, like him. But
all right.
Yeah.
All right, so who was more the expert in the kitchen? Was it you or was it Cam?
I think Cam's probably going to say Tim. I don't know. I don't know. He's a more of a barbecue guy, he said.
Right, right.
He's quicker at cutting vegetables than me.
Okay.
Yeah. But my presentation, I think, was better with the salmon, so.
Nobody got food poisoning?
No.
Everyone seemed to be okay.
Dylan,
you tasted everything?
Yes.
And they were all right? They worked together well in the kitchen?
They were good. It was a very fun date. That's a really fun date idea. And Continental Treat Fine Bistro, after this date, they're like, we got to do this as a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make this happen because it was a fun date. It was a great atmosphere. And I mean, the chef was awesome.
Right.
Took them through everything, made them feel comfortable. And they were just able to focus on kind of the date.
Well, now, Catherine, I don't know a lot about what happens in a restaurant kitchen. My only experience are McHappy Day and watching The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it's pretty hectic and frantic back there. So did you guys have a chance to connect, or were you just too busy cooking that you didn't have a chance to really get to know each other a little further than you did on the first date?
We got to know each other a lot more. I think we hung out after cooking, too. So, yeah, I got to know him pretty well, I would say.
Now, Catherine, the famous Catherine date was the longest date of the original dates. That went 4.5 hours.
Right.
That he had to race to a second date, almost missed it.
Right.
Because it went so long. Now, this one, Catherine, I've heard reports that it started at 10 a.m. You had somewhere to be at 7, and you guys hung out from 10 a.m. till 6?
Yeah, 6:30-ish, yeah.
That's not a date. That's a shift.
It's an entire day.
Wow.
So
yeah, it was long, yeah.
After the Continental Treat Fine Bistro, and
you
after,
shouldn't cook shrimp and salmon that long, Dylan.
No, it's going to be
a little tough.
They were after you guys left, because we got to watch. And watching in the kitchen, you are an adorable couple. And it seemed to me that you were very, very, like, flirty and touchy. And it was you were very cute together, the both of you. What happened after we left.
After
you guys
Dylan
finished
left.
Eating. What happened?
Yeah.
We went to Leopold on White Ave.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went in the ravine for a long walk.
Oh, nice.
And we just talked and hung out. Yeah, it was good.
Didn't want it to end, or it had to? Well, you had to be, had somewhere to be.
Yeah, it had to end, but I didn't want it to end.
It was her birthday party that she needed to get.
Oh, was it your birthday on Saturday?
My party. My birthday was on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So had you had the choice and there weren't a party being planned for you, you would have kept going. You would have pushed that date even further.
Yeah, probably.
Would you have pushed
it went
that
by really quick.
Date back to your place or back to his place? Would that date have gone? Would there be a date the next day? Or what is your feeling?
I think, to make everything fair with the other girls, just keep it
okay
PG, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to leave it on the down low. So that leads us to what I think might not get answered, but the question, I mean, it made headlines across the country last
it
week.
It did.
Dylan, when Dylan lifted the kissing and physical touch ban, you were free to do whatever you wanted. You were free to take a quick vacation if you wanted,
if you wanted to.
That night on an airbag and never come back again if you wanted. Care to reveal anything that might have happened?
We did kiss. I don't know if
I did kiss.
That's big.
That's huge. Uh-huh.
So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's all she's going to say. That's
wow.
All I need.
Okay.
And was it good? Because
was there chemistry in the kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Because Dylan, you're one to say there is not such a thing as a bad kisser.
No.
Just bad kiss chemistry.
That's all I believe. Now, Continental Treat Fine Bistro, what a fun date. Catherine, apparently Megan was she runs the social media, and after the video went up of Catherine and Cam, people came strong.
They did. They absolutely loved it because Dylan's been sending me all the dates and whatnot, so I've been doing little recap videos. They're all on the Bachelor Cam highlight reel on Instagram, and a lot of people really, really loved the cooking date one.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of likes.
But that's one. There were two others.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea how those ones ended. They could have ended in a kiss as well.
Okay.
Text message asking the obvious question that has been unasked. Catherine, why didn't you invite Cam to your birthday party?
I did. But I think he's trying to be good, which I appreciate because, you know, he had other dates the next day, too.
Respectful.
So he's respectful, yeah.
Okay, very
good. But he did get an invite?
He did get an invite.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, we will see what happens on Wednesday. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
She sounds really giddy, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, she was what a lovely personality. She was so much fun. And, like, them together, oh, my God, are they cute.
Could you feel the chemistry?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, they were, despite having cameras in their face, they were lost in a magical moment, I think. It was really nice. Continental Treat Fine Bistro. Honestly, thanks to them for putting it on. But what a cool place. I think that's the old Hardware Grill, if you remember.
Okay, yeah.
But, God, it's gorgeous inside. They do dance lessons there. And they've actually, after this date, they said, this is something we want to do regularly. So, could be somewhere that you can go on a romantic little date.
Not bad.
Yeah, it was fun.
So we know Paige was at IKEA, and her and Cam had to build IKEA last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
And on Friday, it was Goodwill with Jessica?
Nope. Jessica's tonight. Ashley was Goodwill. Thank God you're not doing
it. Yeah, they go go-karting tonight, right?
Yep.
Okay, Jessica and Cam tonight. So Ashley was Friday at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we hear from next? When do we do it?
Ashley will be next.
Well, we need to know what happened, right?
And then we will talk to Paige as well. Paige between 8 and 9 this morning.
Okay.
And Ashley is available between right now and 9 as well.
Okay, cool. So we'll get both of those on. But we do know now that Catherine and Cam had a great date that ended with some sort of kiss. Getting interesting for Wednesdays. Big choice with Cam when he selects the love of his life.
Yeah.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Tell me how you feel about this. Welcome to this one. There's a ladder on the Hende westbound just before Rabbit Hill Road. So Robbie thought it would be good to report that the Hende is now a rung road.
A few people had that on text, too.
Now we've got this. The ladder on the Hende. That's my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder.
Oh, my gosh. This is a lot.
Eclipse day!
Oh, boy.
Very excited, Dylan.
Yeah, I... Me too.
If you go to the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, you click on the what is it called? The check the little circle there. What's that? That little the chapter
stories.
The
story, which one?
The Cam thing.
Oh, it's a highlight.
The highlights. You can get all caught up to speed with Bachelor Cam and all the dates, including the final four dates, which happened this weekend. And here we go to another
one. He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can for Bachelor Cam.
Also, time permitting, Dylan, if we need to, a break glass in case of emergency segment.
Yeah.
I like to call public Wi-Fi sucks.
Okay. All right.
If we need to.
Thank you.
And we've got a lot of things going on, including now a visit with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay, I don't know if you want to hear it or not, or if you did hear it, but we spoke with Catherine a few moments ago.
Yes.
Did you hear it?
I did, yes.
Yep. Can you say that your date felt similar, or does it sound like Catherine had a really good date when she was making food and spending 8 hours with Cam on Saturday?
I think it sounded like a great date, but I feel like we had a good one as well.
Okay.
So.
All right. So your date was Friday. Dylan, you dropped in on their date as well, right?
Yeah. Friday night, Goodwill, Calgary Trail. Doug and I hung out. Doug is the marketing manager for Goodwill Alberta, and what a great guy.
Oh, Doug's awesome.
Oh, we had such a fun night.
You guys really dig him, huh?
Oh, boy. The show is going to hell. Listen, it was such a... I didn't know.
What, Robbie? That's a good one.
I mean, it could be better.
You really dug him?
You really dug him.
You really dug him. When you were hanging out with him, you really dug him. You're right. That would have been better. Yeah.
Listen, it was what a fun date it was. And thanks to Goodwill and Doug for making it so fun. Ashley and Cam, oh, my goodness. The chemistry between them is incredible. To watch them interact with each other, they looked like they were having a blast. And
that's
we have all the pictures to prove it.
If you're playing around with chemicals, the last thing you want is a blast.
Ah, yeah, you wouldn't want that.
It would be a...
Back.
I'm going to back away for the rest of the segment. I'm going back over here, guys.
Ashley, how did it go?
I had a blast. It was very fun.
As far as dates go, I mean, have you ever been on one that you had so much fun on?
No, definitely not on a second date. That was very good for a second date.
It was such a good time. I mean, they got there and they were able to unbox a donation box, which was super fun. And then after that, they had to pick three different outfits for three different occasions,
yeah.
And we got pictures of it. Which is, I mean, it's great. It was such a wonderful date. So they had to do a night out outfit, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation outfit. And it was just a ton of fun.
Why is Pepper sitting over there?
Because he's being weird today.
He's in a joke timeout.
It's my punishment corner. I'm not allowed to talk anymore on this segment.
Why? No, we need you to talk on this segment.
I've ruined everything.
You look so sad.
Gone one too far.
No.
In fact, Dylan, get that my dog's cone. It's just sitting on top of the cabinet there. I'm going to wear a cone for the rest of the day.
Oh, boy. You finish the segment first?
I'll finish the segment, and then I'll put the cone on for the rest of the day.
That would be wonderful.
It's a cone of shame.
It's my cone of shame. From now on, we have a cone of shame on the show.
Yeah.
Do we need to write it with Sharpie?
Yeah, that was a bad, bad idea. Catherine, when you...
No, Ashley.
Sorry. You were... how late did the date go beyond Goodwill? Like, we heard that the Catherine date went well into the evening afterwards. How late did yours go afterwards?
Well, first of all, Cam had the great idea that we would go out in our going out outfits. Wore our going out outfits to Earl's after Goodwill and had a few drinks and a nappy there, and then we went for a walk afterwards. I think I got home at like 12:30.
Oh, okay. So now we've got two long dates, Dylan. We're not just dealing with one. We hear from Catherine, and then it's 8 hours, and we're like, oh, no one's going to compete with this.
Right.
Well, the date before did.
Yes.
Did you like what Cam had picked out from you? Because I saw it on the Instagram highlight, and it was like a pretty little yellow dress that you were wearing for your going out outfit, right?
Yeah, definitely stood out. At April 4th when it had just snowed and everyone was aware.
Would that match your taste? Is that something you would pick out for yourself?
Maybe if it was like a summer barbecue or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But he wasn't far off in knowing you and your style.
It could have been worse.
What a compliment.
It was fun.
Okay. So you went out, you went and had some appies and some drinks, and you caught up. And did the spark start to shine even brighter?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we got to know each other a little bit better on the second date, and there's definitely a connection there for sure.
All right. You know, Wednesday, he is selecting the love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm aware.
Uh-huh. And it's like, do you have a feeling where he might go?
It's hard to say. Like, at the end of the day, I was telling him, you just got to go with his gut, and we all know what we kind of signed up for here, and it will work out how it works out.
Did you find it hard to go on Friday, knowing you were the first of the four dates?
Not really. Like, I didn't think about that too much. I just went into it, like... Either way, it'll be a fun date, and just kind of not think about that too much.
All right. Did you talk a lot about the other dates or about this process, or just kind of lived in the moment?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, just with, like, it only being two dates with everyone, and in the typical situation, that's pretty tough to, know who you're going to pick in the normal world, so it's just a unique situation. So we definitely talked about it a little bit.
I can tell you this, because I was on all three dates this weekend. I will be on tonight's date as well. Oh, my God. It sucks to be Cam. It sucks. Like, if anyone's sitting here thinking, like, oh, wow, lucky Cam, he gets four beautiful girls that all seem awesome. Yeah, they are. They're awesome. They're fun. Yeah. The chemistry is great. Like, I could see him with every one of them in a different way. And, like, Friday night with Ashley, I was like, as soon as the date started and they're just giggling and laughing and going back and forth, I'm like, well, there's no way he's saying no to her.
Right.
Then Catherine comes around and I'm like, with the giggling and laughing, I'm like, oh my God, like every one of these girls are awesome. And I feel like, I don't know, we have to do something for the ones that don't get picked. Well, and I don't know who that's going to be. I really don't, because I'm watching this unfold and I go, it could be any one of them.
Well, this is a credit to you. You've seemed to find, like, really, really strong matches. Like, say what you will, but Ashley, Dylan's done a pretty good job finding people that will connect, right?
Definitely. He's done a very good job.
So was there a, and again, you don't have to share if you don't want to, but Catherine did. There was a kiss at the end of the night with Cam and Catherine. Was there a kiss at the end of the night with you, Ashley?
Yes, there was.
Wow.
Oh, see, there's the good part about going first.
Well, that doesn't help us.
Not at all.
Doesn't help him. Doesn't help them. That doesn't help anyone.
Was the kiss, did you feel like a connection through the kiss? Because I think that's so important.
Yeah, I'd say there was a connection.
Oh, boy.
Very nice, very
honestly,
nice.
The way
this
they were
just got
laughing
more complicated
together,
instead of less complicated.
I know. And I promise you, if you watched any just one date, you'd be like, oh, those two are perfect.
Right? Every single thing that you were sending me, I was like, oh, this is the one. Oh, no, this is the one. Oh, no, this is the one. I don't know who it is.
Also, Ashley, when watching the Kiss Instagram, the highlight of Bachelor Cam, I couldn't help but know. Is Cam really tall or are you real, really short, or is it a mix of both and we've got a real situation here?
I think a mix of both.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4 on a good day.
And how tall
Six
is...
6'4.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah, yeah, he cast a shadow. You get an eclipse every day with him.
Totally.
Okay, well, Ashley, thank you very much. You've made it even more...
It was nice to meet you, Ashley.
Curious.
It was such a
you
fun
too,
day.
You too, Dylan.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you, Ashley.
Thanks so much, guys.
Love
Bye.
You. Oh, well, now...
See, and I hate this thing. Like, I can't even imagine what Cam's thinking.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not making it up. Everyone was so much fun. And, like, on Friday night, before Saturday happened, I would have bet life savings that they were going to end up together.
And then Saturday happened.
I know.
Sunday happened.
I know.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is Kiss 91.7.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
All right, today is the day the eclipse is happening. And it looks like the sky is clearing up perfectly for the 23% chance of us seeing it.
Yeah, no, not 23% chance of us.
Oh, it's for sure happening. 23%
we'll
of the sun.
We'll see 23% of what total eclipse
is. Yeah.
Right.
And that will be at like the 12:46.
11:54 a.m. eclipse begins.
Right. So it'll be like 1%.
12:46 eclipse at its absolute maximum here in Edmonton. 23%. The most we'll see of it. Right.
Yeah.
And then 1:39. Party's over.
Since I don't.
See you again later.
A, like this.
Mm-hmm.
B, understand it.
Okay. What don't you understand? Let me try and help you as best I can.
Why is it that we're going to watch what I'm assuming is the moon pass in front of the sun?
Correct.
Yeah.
Why can't we see the moon?
Well, because it's a shadow. Well, it's...
You will.
Well, we can. Yeah, the moon is blocking out the sun.
But we won't see the moon go block it out and then leave.
Yeah, that is what we're seeing. We're seeing the moon.
But why do we only see it as soon as it touches the sun? Why don't we see it before then?
Well, we might. You see the moon in the sky all the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, but why wouldn't we see it fully?
It's because it's so bright. Because the sun is Mr. Sun. You know, like does everybody know? Does not everybody know that there are stars out right now? Right,
we just can't
see them because it's the sun's out.
Yeah,
but we do
see the moon from time to time.
Yeah, closer. Sometimes you see the moon, right? So that's what you'll see is like daytime moon, right? And then bloop, blocking out the sun.
Mm.
Neato, everybody, don't look at it. And then, bloop, I'm all done.
Okay, and why are we only seeing 23%?
Because it's just where we are situated on the planet. The shadow is, the path of totality is also known as, is better understood as the shadow that will be cast by the moon. So the moon's shadow, as the sun is behind the moon, the moon's shadow is the path of totality.
Yeah.
So it's the width of the moon as it kind of makes its way on that little path. I'm sure you've seen the maps by now, down south across North America. And that's the shadow. Put your hand in front of a flashlight, right? And it will block it out on the wall, right? That's an eclipse. Your hand going in front of a flashlight that's shining on the wall.
But if you were to do that, would you not see more and be more entertained than what we're going to see today?
No, this is neat, Dylan. Stop it.
Okay, I'm just...
Right? So the people
that
are
wait for
in
nothing.
Quebec and Ontario and all the way down to Texas, and we spoke with Janine earlier. She has made the trek to Texas to watch the solar eclipse. So all the people that are in that pathway would be like on the wall. Like if you put a dot on the wall, shine a flashlight on that dot, and then put your hand in front of it, that dot is where the people are. Where we are is off closer to the side of the wall. We're over there.
Oh, so we're not even getting
we can
nothing.
See the hand going in front of the flashlight, but we don't experience the shadow that the hand makes. Does that make sense?
Kinda. It sounds like a joke.
Right. So that's why we only get a bit of it. But what we don't get is the neat stuff like we don't get all the animals shutting up and being confused.
Yeah, but okay. But
right?
How often are you seeing paying attention to an animal in the day anyway?
You don't notice them until you notice that they're not
easy
to notice. That's the thing, right? It's really confusing for the animals. So they don't have telescopes, you know? And what we will see, it's like we're looking at it from the side. We're like, oh, look at that hand go in front of that flashlight. That's really cool. Imagine the people that are right directly underneath that flashlight.
And then
right
in 2040, we see it, but better?
2044, yeah.
2044, someone else is saying it'll be 300 years.
300 years from now?
Well, there's so many different kinds of eclipses, people get confused.
We all have different paths, you know, and different journeys around the sun, Dylan. So they only line up every so often.
Aren't we all on the same planet?
We're all on a planet, but the moon, it doesn't matter.
No.
The fact is, it's neat.
Ah, okay.
And super cool, and it's a handful of minutes, and for 2 hours, right? Like, I mean...
So what am I going to see? Because, if I'm going to go out on my deck, which I'm not.
Okay.
Do you want me to show you? But if I'm going to go out on my deck today, and I'm going to point my camera at the deck, because I can't point it into the sky, it'll ruin things.
Right, right, right.
And I point the camera at the deck, what am I going to see?
Very thick cloud going in front of the sun on a clear day. When you notice it. You know, you're out, you're enjoying yourself a beverage on your deck, and you're like, oh, it just got really dark here for a second.
Will it get cold?
Like that. But,
it might not.
Temperature changes. In the path of totality, temperature changes. It goes to complete darkness. You can see the stars. For those in the path of totality, you can get a really great view of both Venus, I believe Venus, and Jupiter.
Okay.
I'm showing him an animation of what we'll see in Edmonton.
You have to hit play.
Oh, it's not on play?
No, just space bar maybe. I don't know. No, that went down.
Okay,
no,
very good.
This is not going. I'm about
enough,
to watch
Dylan,
an animation.
For many people, it's more interesting than the eclipse, what's happening right now. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so explain what you're seeing here.
This is what we'll see. This is where we're going to... Oh, this is pathetic.
I know.
This is
our
what
view?
We're seeing?
Our view here in Edmonton?
Yeah, we're going to see like a quarter tip of the sun be blocked by a quarter tip of the moon.
Uh-huh. How neat is that, huh?
I'm trying my best, guys, but it doesn't seem that interesting from where I'm sitting.
It's not the best for us.
No.
But we all get to share the moment together.
Okay.
And you know your internet, your Instagram, everything will explode
people that get to see the cool stuff will be able to get the videos, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You'll see it from the path of totality.
Right.
This is the first in, the information where everything is so readily shared and so quickly. You know, like that earthquake in New York that happened on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquake in New York, all of a sudden, just...
Right.
That's all you heard about for a little while.
Yeah.
Just everybody was right there on the scene with a New York City earthquake. It'll be the same thing. At, 1 o'clock our time, you open Instagram, you will see all sorts of accounts of people posting what it looked like in the path of totality, which makes the people that traveled there probably kick themselves even a little more.
Probably. No parking signs in your area starting today because street sweeping is coming.
Woo, woo, woo.
So please, if you could, leave room for crews. Make sure that they have the ability to work. If you see a no parking sign, move your car. Take your car out of there. If you don't know if it's happening in your area and you want to know, if you want to be part of helping everyone else out, you can sign up for parking ban notifications, edmonton.ca/street sweeping. But the good news is when they start sweeping, that means things are changing.
That's right.
Spring is here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to declare anything?
Are you ready for it?
You want to declare anything?
You're doing it? Are you guys ready for it?
Just hang on before you do.
Okay.
The punishment is bad if you don't. If it ends up snowing, the punishment isn't good. I'm going to just say that one last time.
You won't tell me the punishment until I officially declare it.
Exactly. Because I want to,
Do I want to do this right now?
If you want, the time is now if you would like. If you don't want, that's totally fine. This is up to you. I don't want to enforce anything. I don't want to
What is this punishment? This is the annual no snow guarantee. And if I'm wrong and it does snow, I have to pay the punishment. And I have been punished many a time. I've been attacked by police dogs. I've been rolled up in carpet and rolled down Connor's Hill. I have been paintballed.
Mm-hmm.
I have been dunk tanked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
I am doing it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Robbie.
Mark it down, Robbie.
Real quickly, just remember, I warned him. You heard it.
I know you did.
But tis I. Here to declare Monday, April 8th, 2024.
Oh, boy.
The Rob Pepper No Snow Guarantee.
Oh, no.
This means no snow.
No.
We'll accumulate on the ground past 1 centimeter.
Oh, boy.
From now until winter 2024.
You know, on Friday, there was more than a centimeter on the ground.
Ah! This is the no snow guarantee, you know?
Okay, I'm just saying.
No snow until, when it snows again.
Right.
Till after summer. You get what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No snow guarantee.
Okay.
Now,
to make it more interesting, Robbie, you want it to snow because you don't like dry forests when you're mountain climbing.
Yes, we need the moisture.
You don't want the smoke.
We don't need forest fires.
Robbie, before you say it, I have a punishment for you as well. And it's just as bad.
So if it snows, I lose.
You know what? Yours might be worse, Robbie, so be careful.
Oh, no.
And if it doesn't snow, what's the deadline then?
Well, you said winter 2024. I don't think you want that.
I want...
You don't want to say that.
Yeah, help him out
because that's December 21st.
I want September 1st.
Until September
Labor
1st.
Day weekend. If we do not get snow again until Labor Day weekend, Robbie loses. I win. And vice versa. If it does snow, I lose. Robbie wins.
Robbie, are you sure you want to do this?
I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
That
you think it will snow again between now and Labor Day?
I believe so.
Really?
We have all of April almost. My mom always said, don't plant flowers until after May long weekend.
I know. I remember a few May long weekends where there was a lot of snow on the ground.
No. I'm giving you one last chance, both of you, to back out of
it. No snow guarantee.
Okay.
There it is. Robbie, you in?
I'm in.
Until Labor Day weekend, we will not see snow accumulate on the ground beyond 1 centimeter.
You idiots.
There you go. So, Dylan, you've got the punishment.
I've got one for both
of you. Sit on it for a second.
Oh, my God.
We'll come back with the official punishment, but it has been declared.
Uh-oh.
And I know you get so mad at me when, Pepper, why'd you do that? You've jinxed it. Nah, come on. Look how nice it is. We got an eclipse.
Guys.
I bought new honey on the weekend.
Things
are looking up, Dylan.
I do not want to be called a jerk this morning for what the punishment is.
I'm
telling them one more time. Again.
Nope.
It's the worst punishment we've ever done, and you can get out of it right now.
How bad can it be?
Okay. I'm just saying,
I've had my nipples pierced.
Yeah, I'm not upset for being left out of this. So,
I had to wear 3-inch artificial fingernails,
which will seem like a vacation.
That was the worst
thing
I've ever done.
That ruined you.
It ruined me. Defeated me for life.
It really. Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
To both
so the
of
punishment
you.
Will be revealed, but as for now, the no snow guarantee has been issued.
Oilers.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
Just received a text message that says it says it's going to snow 1 to 3 centimeters next week.
Uh-oh.
You sure about that?
You can't back out now. But, man, you're going to want to.
It's going to be brilliant all week.
Yeah.
But it's bound to cool down a bit.
Another one saying I obviously didn't check the weather. No, that's what the no snow guarantee is about. You go by gut.
Oh, boy.
I'm like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Oh, Jesus.
You've already made it.
Yeah, it can change.
You better hope it does.
Yeah, they'll be fine. 3 centimeters on 2? We'll be fine. Not this week. It'll change.
Oilers played Friday against the Avalanche. Beat them 6-2.
Yes.
And they played the Flames on Saturday. Beat them 4-2.
Yes.
6 games remain in the regular season. Oilers going to play on Wednesday against the Golden Knights, which could be the team they face in the playoffs ASAP. They clinched. So they are going to the playoffs, at least the first round. We know that.
Yep.
And they are second in the Pacific Division, just 3 points away from first and 6 points ahead of third, which is the Kings.
Right. So they've got home ice advantage.
Yeah.
More games in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
Things are looking up.
It's good. Yeah, they're playing really well. And oh, how the city transforms during playoffs.
It's always
a
good time.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. We're another day closer to the Robbie playoff zone.
That's right.
Quick question as I assemble the Robbie stress, playoff stress wall.
Yep.
Primer.
Yeah, primer.
Is it necessary?
Yeah.
Seems like an added, you know, an added job.
Did you tape anything? Or is it just...
No, I just have to paint something.
Well, in that case, not primer.
Primer.
If it was...
This is why I don't paint. Primer!
If you were going to be punching holes in it, yes.
I want it to look nice.
It will look nice.
If it's not necessary if we're just punching it.
So no primer?
No.
Don't bother. Don't even paint
Who came up with primer? You know, that's big primer. That's big paint, saying you need to prime.
No, but primer's
good.
What
does it even do? What, I need to prime it?
It's so you have to use less paint because the
primer... But I'm using primer.
But the primer soaks in, so you don't use as much paint. Primer's cheaper than paint.
Primer.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
It's there to
do... So I got to buy 2 kinds of paint?
No, Robbie.
A primer and then the paint.
Yeah. Why don't I just buy the paint and do an extra coat? I'm doing 2 coats
you
anyway.
You can get primer in one. It's like
primer
two-in-one
paint,
shampoo,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, primer.
All right. No Oilers. They don't play till Wednesday. Those are the 3 things you need to know.
Yeah. Why text message says there's snow in my forecast for April 16th and 17th.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Brace yourself.
All right. Use primer if you don't want your paint to peel off. Oh, Robbie's going to be punching the wall. I think you're right, Dylan. I don't want to put too much work into this thing.
Does not matter.
All right. Thank you.
Well, hopefully I don't.
That's right.
Hopefully we don't need to punch anything.
That's true.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Rob Pepper, no snow guarantee. Which, by the way, guarantee gets me every time, Robbie, trying to spell guarantee. Guarantee's the new killer, Dylan.
Guarantee.
You've got it, Dylan. It doesn't get you like it does us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
double A, double E.
No, you do the guaranati.
That's what you have to do. I always try and squeeze an E in there somewhere, mm-hmm. And it's not. Anyway, I made the no snow guarantee, which means no more snow between now and Labor Day long weekend. Anything after Labor Day doesn't count. Dylan's got the punishment. Text message says, I got to go into work. Have you done the punishment yet? No, we're going to do it in a few minutes. And he's saying right now, it's too late. We're locked in.
You are.
There's special circumstances to this punishment if it snows or if it doesn't snow because Robbie is now involved.
Yeah.
All we know is Dylan said this is the worst no snow guarantee punishment of all time.
This is the worst punishment on the show of all time.
That we've ever done?
18 years of punishments? There's been bad ones.
I had to get my nipples pierced for MS.
This one's worse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Still, they don't feel the same, which, by the way, it's a good thing.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we'll get the punishment,
mm-hmm.
that can apply to either Robbie or me.
Yeah.
Based on if it does snow, me. If it doesn't snow, Robbie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure, Dylan?
I'm positive, but you
are you
going
to feel too mean on this one? Like, is it mean? What is it?
It's mean.
Okay. Well,
people aren't going to like me. Okay, I'll tell you that.
Well, we'll find out what the punishment is in a second.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
3 of the 4 final dates are finished, have completed. There was Ashley on Friday at Goodwill. We spoke with Ashley.
Thanks, Goodwill.
There was Catherine on Saturday morning. We spoke with Catherine.
Continental Treat Fine Bistro. Thank you.
And there was Paige yesterday at IKEA.
Yeah.
The last one is Ashley tonight, West Edmonton Mall. They go go-karting.
No, tonight is Jessica. Tonight.
What did I say? Ashley?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Jessica is tonight. They go go-karting at West Edmonton Mall.
You got it.
So the competitive spirit comes out there.
Yeah.
Dylan has been to all three dates. Are you going to tonight's date as well?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll pop by. And
very vested in this because your reputation as a matchmaker hangs in the balance.
Yeah.
So let's talk to Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Paige was at IKEA yesterday.
She sure was.
Yes.
And first and foremost, Paige, before you get to speak, I just got to say, IKEA went all out.
They did.
They did?
They really did. It was incredible.
The entire staff at IKEA got involved in this, and it was, I've never seen so much work put into anything. When you walked in, there was giant, the IKEA posters that are normally in the window and on the walls
yep.
were replaced with Cam posters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Welcome Cam and Paige.
No way.
They had IKEA clothing provided. They had name tags. They had a whole area shut down. They had put up a they hired or had one of the staff members become a server so that they could have a specialty dinner.
I saw that romantic dinner. You had the fish and chips, eh, Paige?
Yeah, we kind of share the different meals. We can kind of get like a little taste test.
All right.
They put balloons up. It was just incredible the amount of effort and how many people were involved.
They were amazing.
It was when you look at it, it was just like wow. And thanks to Christina and Sarah and Ryan who kept walking by shaking his head, going, "Well, if that's how you put it together."
All right. Well, Sandra messaged. I guess she was at IKEA yesterday. She says, "I totally vote for the couple that was at IKEA." So that's Cam and. They were there, Cam, and you were I guess you had to put together what was kind of determined as the most challenging piece of IKEA furniture.
No, this one they decided because the most challenging one apparently takes 6.5 hours on average to put together. This one
packed wardrobe?
I don't know which one it was. All this one was set to be 1 hour.
Okay.
I don't know how accurate that was. everything else at IKEA, amazing. The 1 hour time frame, undecided.
Okay. Yeah, because they were 3 hours. To
3 hours for something that should take 1 hour?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I thought you were good at putting IKEA furniture together, Paige.
You know, the dressers with those wheelie things are just really tough. And that was the hardest part. We did have to redo those 3 times because we had some backseat drivers, Dylan, that might have swayed our...
How do you listen to Dylan put together IKEA furniture? He's terrible at
this
it.
This was my whole point. I wanted to throw them off and see how they were under
it's
pressure.
All a point.
Yeah.
They were working hard.
But were they working hard and well together?
Here's the thing, and honestly, we found Cam's weakness.
IKEA furniture?
Cam's weakness is putting together IKEA furniture by far. The one good thing he had, though, is Paige is cool, calm, and collected under all circumstances. And it was wonderful to see her with a positive attitude the whole way through. Cam, we have a before and after picture of Cam of his hair slicked. To him looking like he just went through hell.
He looks so rough.
Is it safe to say, Paige, without you there, Cam never would have completed it?
You know what? I think he's the kind of guy that would want to complete the task that he started. So I think he probably would have tried, but I think it might have went a little bit disastrous, perhaps, he said. He said he stayed calm the whole time, but I don't know. We all saw observable signs that said otherwise.
We have never seen Cam sweat so much. Really? He was dripping.
He was flustered.
So we found his weakness.
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a chance, like, while you're building this furniture, like, obviously you're cooperating, you're working together, you're trying to kind of, you know, guide your way through it together. Did you get a chance to kind of connect more, learn more about each other, or were you so focused on the task at hand of building the IKEA dresser that everything else seemed secondary?
I think there's still lots of, we were very focused on the task because we had a time crunch that we were obviously not meeting. But I think there was lots of opportunity to get to kind of know each other and just kind of see like how we, work on like a communal project together a little bit. So that was good.
So let's say you and Cam went on Amazing Race next. Would you do well together?
That's to be determined.
Okay. All right.
Paige would. Cam, not good under pressure.
Okay. Couldn't do any of those detours on Amazing Race.
It's hard to say. Like Cam was flustered, 100%. Paige brings out the best in the relationship in a flustered situation. It was lovely
to
see them.
So they complement each other.
I think they did, absolutely. Okay. I think they did really, really a great job together. And then they both wanted to stick to it. I was sitting there eating hot dogs in front of them. They didn't want
hot dogs.
Were you
there the whole time, Dylan?
Yeah.
Yes, I had to be because the idea was that we were going to have the date. They were going to build the whatever it is, the dresser.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they were going to go over to this really cute area. So I wanted to get a video of them eating their dinner at this really cute area. I thought I'd be there an hour.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours until dinner, then I got to wait to dinner to come. So I had to eat dinner, but I ate by myself. I gave them their time.
Of course, sure.
I had no problem just eating over there by myself.
Oh, shucks, eh?
Yeah. But they were so committed to the task. And many times I just went up and I was just like, hey, you guys, like, we could just pretend that this finished and we could just get on over to the eating part.
Yeah.
And neither one of them would give up.
They were too determined.
Yeah, they wanted to finish it.
So,
it had to be on display somewhere. It had to be pristine.
It's good to have that in common, that determination. So was Cam's inability to assemble IKEA furniture, was it endearing and you kind of found you liked it like that about him? Or was it a turnoff because he's just inept?
You know, there's this whole thing that I guess Cam is a woodworker.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got lots of wonderful skills. When it comes to IKEA, there's like instructions and specific steps and things to follow that are sometimes maybe not how he would do it if he was building it from scratch himself.
He said he was a woodworker.
I would love to see his real woodworking in action to get a picture of it. But
the guy probably paints birdhouses.
It counts.
Okay. So at this point right now, did you enjoy yourself on the date? Did you find the connection grow even more? Or is it kind of like, I don't know. It was fun. I had a blast. He's a wonderful guy, but I think I'll move on. Where are you at right now, Paige?
I think the date was a lot of fun. It was really good. I'd definitely be interested to see where things would go.
Okay. Do you know what happened with Catherine and Ashley?
No.
Okay. Do you want to know?
Keep it quiet.
We don't want to know? We don't want to share?
Well, first off, I want to ask this question because I left around 5 o'clock and you guys were finishing up dinner and dessert. What happened? How long did the date go? Because the date started at 1. What time did you wrap it up?
We wrapped it up around sometime after 9.
Okay, where did you go after IKEA then?
We went on a nice little walk.
Okay.
Mm.
We know what happens on a camp walk, guys.
Was there a smooch?
Don't kiss and tell.
Oh,
okay. So she's not going to tell us. Okay.
Period.
Would it help if we told you there was on the other two or no?
That's part of the whole thing, right?
Okay. We don't know.
So
it was another long date, though. It went way past the scheduled time. So
it's a good sign.
Or is it? I thought we'd get a little more clarity.
Now
it's just getting more difficult.
I know.
Okay, Paige, Wednesday, Cam will decide who he wants to see again, who he wants to fall in love with. Thank you, Paige.
Okay.
Who gets
Thank
the dresser,
you.
By the way? Does anybody get to keep the dresser?
They offered it
it's
up
on
to
display.
You guys, but yeah, you guys wanted it to be on display.
It's on
display. You can go check it out.
Do you know what it's called by chance? No?
It's the brand new dresser.
The brand new dresser. That's all you got to say. I don't know the actual name of it.
It's got the tiny little skinny drawer at the very top.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you know that?
No. I know my IKEA, Dylan.
You really do.
All right, love you, Paige. Thank you.
Bye, thanks.
See you later.
Thanks again to Christina, Sarah, Ryan, and the rest of the staff that were there. They all made it really, really incredible. I can't believe how they went all out. But they said, if they're going to fall in love, we're going to do everything possible to make it at our place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ashley on Friday, Goodwill, the dress up. They went out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Date was much longer than anticipated or scheduled to be. And it ended with a kiss.
Yeah.
Catherine on Saturday. They made a meal at a restaurant together. And it ended with a kiss after an 8-hour date. Paige built IKEA furniture. Went for a walk afterwards.
Yeah. An 8-hour date as well.
And she won't tell how it ended.
I'm interested.
Jessica remains tonight. She goes go-karting with Cam at West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's a cool place.
Yeah, they're going to drive in West Ed, and then loser buys the other one a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picturing Dylan behind them filming in a little go-kart. Like, that's all I picture.
I don't know if they'll let that, but trust me, I'll try.
Can you dress up as Princess Peach?
All caught up on it with the Kiss Edmonton Instagram under the highlights. There's a full Bachelor Cam highlight. Also, wherever you get your podcast, Megan has put a third part on detailing this second round of dates, the four finalists. Wednesday morning, Cam makes his decision. Ooh. Dylan, done a great job. You're making it really difficult for
him. Yeah, I don't want to be Cam in this week.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Now, guys, it's here.
Oh, we're doing it now?
Spring is here because City of Edmonton is saying no parking signs are going up today. Leave the roads clear because it is now officially spring. You can go to edmonton.ca/streetsweeping to see the parking ban notifications. But they're starting to sweep the major roadways here in Edmonton, which just so happens to go alongside with Pepper's Guarantee.
It is now officially time. I mean, if the city is getting ready to clean the streets, we know we're safe. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, it's time to declare today the official day. Monday, April 8th, 2024.
Oh boy.
The 2024 Rob Pepper No Snow Guarantee. We will not see snow again until it snows again. After, like, the summertime, right? What did we say? Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend's the deadline. Yeah, we will not see snow again until September. At least. In fact, I'd go and say late October, but...
Well, you should, because a lot of people pointing out it never snows like that September.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We're not going to see snow again now, is what I'm saying. Of course it's not going to snow in September.
That's where you use that text, the lowercase, uppercase.
Oh, for sarcasm? Okay, yes, look, I get it, okay? But here's the thing, okay? September doesn't matter. What I'm saying right now, no snow guarantee. Starts now. It got more interesting because, well, for a handful of reasons. One, many people said you didn't look ahead at the 14-day forecast. Hey, it's supposed to snow next Tuesday. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you should have looked at that.
Long-term forecast. Can't trust
it. Oh, man.
And two, if it does snow, I pay a punishment that Dylan has that says is the worst punishment possible. If it does not snow, Robbie gets to suffer the punishment. Why, Robbie? You just didn't have to say anything.
You shouldn't have.
I just don't want to be the guy that says we're not going to get moisture. I want it to come in any form. Snow, sleet, hail, anything. I want it to come.
You don't want any springtime or summertime smoke from the forest fires. You want as much moisture as possible.
It's absolutely awful.
Listen to that, everybody. Robbie's rooting for snow.
Rooting for the moisture.
Okay.
And that's probably going to come in snow form.
Are you ready with the punishment, Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have to say some things first.
Okay.
One, I don't want anyone to be mad at me.
Okay.
But the reason that the punishment is so ridiculous is because you guys do this every year. You say stupid things, and you get the entire city upset. Like, we have a ton of text messages this morning saying, you jinxed it.
I did not. I'm telling you, I feel confident. See, we always talk about the times I'm wrong.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show 18 years.
Yeah.
There have been times I've been right.
Sure.
Never get credit for that.
Sure.
When was
most
it?
Times you're wrong. And this time I thought, you know what? If you guys are going to open your mouths, I'm going to punish to the full extent of the law.
Okay. Oh.
And so it's been decided. And you're not going to like it. Neither one of you are going to like me in about a second.
Okay.
But I want to just remind the audience that they make ridiculous things all the time, and we needed a punishment that will end it all.
Right.
I think this one might.
Right.
Whose punishment would you like to hear first?
Oh, it's two different punishments?
Yeah.
So if it snows before, what are we saying just as a deadline? Like, I'm scot-free as of Labor Day.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, we could say Canada Day, I guess.
I guess. You want to know yours first? They're similar, but there's slight differences.
Yes.
All right.
The no snow guarantee. How can it be worse than anything I've done before?
It is. I can tell you that.
I've been attacked by police dogs, Dylan. Yeah. You arranged for that to happen.
You're going to wish that it was a police dog attack. I can tell you that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, there's no backing out of this. You know that,
I'm
right?
confident. I've never been more confident. Oh, Megan.
I don't know what he's doing.
If it snows, which it says it's going to.
14-day forecast. Changes on a whim.
Pepper, your punishment.
Hold on. What's the amount of snow? 1 centimeter that stays on the ground, correct?
Yeah, it's got to stick for
like
a certain
if we get a few
time.
Flurries, but they melt as soon as they hit the ground, that doesn't count?
Well, sometimes we'll wake up and there'll be like a little skiff of snow.
Right.
And then by the time the sun comes up, a couple hours later, it's all gone.
And that doesn't count?
It shouldn't count.
So you how long no does it have more. To stick
it's
for?
It's going to have to, yeah, this is going to be Dylan who
this. Is very
this.
Super important because okay. the punishment is crazy.
Okay.
So it stays past lunch?
Yeah, we'll say past noon, okay. 1 centimeter.
Okay.
We'll all know.
Okay.
I think, right? Okay. Although okay. you'll want to challenge it.
So flakes can fall
noon.
From the sky, but if they melt within an hour, then it doesn't
yeah,
count.
Yeah, just because
right, right.
okay. flakes falling doesn't right. mean yeah, you lose. Yeah, right.
Sleet shouldn't count. Okay.
If the shovel has to come out.
Oh, I definitely lost then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, tell us already. My fiancé and I are on the way to the mountains, and we're losing service.
Oh,
here
no.
you go. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Pepper's
we're ready.
Punishment, if there is snow. He has to get a neck tattoo.
Oh, Pepper.
Robbie's got a smile on his face. Robbie.
What?
No. If you were wrong,
what?
You have to get a face tattoo.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
One of you are getting screwed.
Oh,
no. God.
Dylan.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Dylan. You guys. I'm done with your silliness around here.
My mom won't be happy.
A face tattoo?
Oh.
Or a neck
Thank
tattoo.
God, I avoided that.
Which is worse, a neck or a face?
Both
a
face. Are brutal.
But which is
oh,
worse?
I don't like, there are too many veins in the neck. I wouldn't want to get needled there.
Veins?
I don't Look care about the process. Malone. I care about the result.
Post Malone has a ton of cool tattoos.
I'm not Post Malone. I don't know if you know this, Dylan. I'm just not quite as cool. I can't Sorry. Walk around with a neck tattoo.
You could.
Look at me, for God's sake.
You absolutely could.
A neck tattoo's easier to hide than a face tattoo.
True.
What, turtlenecks. What am I going to wear turtlenecks? You know I hate turtlenecks.
I don't.
Oh, I'll always feel like I have something on my neck. I hate that.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys. I'm sorry.
Can we pick the design?
That just says that was worth the suspense,
no
says Morgan.
No way. Dylan.
Can you pick the design? Yeah, I will
How
approve.
Big does it have to be?
Not you as big as my A&W root bear.
No.
No.
Yeah, Robbie's got an A&W root bear on his bum.
At least the size of my thumbnail. At least.
Oh. Okay, well, it's still a neck Minimal. Tattoo. A face tattoo, though, Robbie. We can get a teardrop, eh? That'd be badass.
Where does the face end?
It's a good question.
At the jaw.
I haven't given it that much thought.
Or
Where
no.
does the face end?
Let's get into that tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I have
really
a few questions about placement tattoo. Of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
whatever.
Where
Neither
would I get
one's
a
good.
Neck tattoo?
I feel like for face
your neck.
Size.
Your Where neck goes all the way around. You can have it in the back.
Back of my neck? Can I get the back of my neck?
Yeah, I guess.
You can have it under,
girls have it on the back of their neck.
They have it on their
time.
Ears.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah, women have it under their
that
ears.
Do behind
it
the
looks
ear.
Really good.
Let me check this forecast again.
Let's get a little pee.
Robbie, are you feeling confident?
No.
Someone's suggesting that Robbie just gets more tattoos, freckles on him.
Yeah, I could do that.
There is a hidden spot.
On your face?
The eyelid.
That's inside your face.
But that's where
that's
you say,
under
where does the
lip?
Face end?
Update forecast.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Monday, next Monday, April 15th. Oh, boy.
Someone trying to help you out, Robbie. Put it behind your ear.
Tuesday. That's
is
the
that
head.
Face
that's not
the
a face.
Neck,
that's
though.
A head.
That's a neck. That
nope.
would be neck.
Behind your ear, not your face. Tuesday, 60% chance face? Of 3 centimeters of snow.
Don't worry about it, Robbie.
No.
We're getting a neck tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah,
I accept. Okay, I put my mouth. Okay.
Yes.
I'm Robbie.
This is the one that will end it all.
Yeah, I'm in. This is
Sorry,
advantageous
guys.
For me. Like, I
You have the better odds.
I have the better odds, but I also have the worst consequence.
He has the better odds that it You think that it will snow for sure? The odds are higher that it will?
Why do you think I said space tattoo for him?
It's so nice.
May long weekend, we almost always get snow.
Nah.
That's like a month. That's more than a month away.
Yeah. Oh, come on, everybody. Use up as many fossil fuels as you can immediately.
Oh, God.
Robbie, you could get microblading done. That would count.
Yeah, I guess.
Right,
hey,
think about where
your eyebrows.
So, Robbie, where does the face end? Is a question. Go ahead. 917-917
I'm not sure on that.
I think behind the ear is head. It doesn't count.
That'd be neck.
I'm
gonna
neck here. Okay, fine, Dylan. Fine.
Well, you remember that if neck is behind the ear, you can get behind your ear.
Yep.
A lot of people saying lip, but I think that's inside the face. That doesn't count.
Yeah, I gotta think on
but
this.
But it's on the face.
It's in.
The Pepper and Dylan podcast.
Public Wi-Fi sucks.
I
appreciate the effort.
What do you
I
mean?
Really do.
Which one?
Like when you go to a store or a restaurant or a, I don't know, like any place. You're at a place and you open, you know, like a laptop or something, and then that window pops up. It's like, hey, you want our Wi-Fi here? You want this?
Okay.
Hotel Wi-Fi. That stinks too.
It's not the worst.
My fiance's in Montreal. She tried to FaceTime me yesterday using the hotel Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It is the glitchiest glitch that ever did glitch.
No, we gotta...
I can't. If you, I just. Oh.
No.
I appreciate the generosity and the. I appreciate the gesture of offering us your Wi-Fi.
They're trying,
but it's not very good. Don't give us your. Dylan, that's like me having a delicious meal and saying, "Hey, do you want the leftovers?"
Yeah.
If you don't want it, I'll give it to the dog.
Ooh.
That's what it is. That's Wi-Fi for dogs.
Okay.
Public Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi for dogs. Just not good enough.
No.
You know? But these are the first world problems that I experience on a day-to-day basis.
You need some Starlink, by the sounds of it.
What's that?
Starlink. It's Elon Musk's Wi-Fi
What's he doing now?
Satellite.
He's been doing this forever.
Okay, what is it?
It's just it's internet everywhere.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Like in the Amazon rainforest, you could have Wi-Fi.
You cannot.
That's what he's saying.
Nuh-uh.
Get Starlink.
How do I do that?
You got
to
sign up.
First, you go to get a flight, go to the Amazon.
Okay.
Check your Wi-Fi.
Gotcha.
It should be the best way to do it.
So what am I supposed to do here with this? I don't know. I just
use your data. What's wrong with your data?
I do use my data, but I'm talking about if I was using my laptop.
You can hotspot your phone.
I know. That's what I ended up having to do was hotspot the phone.
There you go.
But
I'm impressed.
But then the window keeps popping up. Hey, I see you want a sign.
This says even with 50,000 plus people at Disneyland, the Wi-Fi there is actually very good.
Really? Is that right?
Look at that.
Good for Disneyland. Is there anything they can't do?
Nope. Nope.
All right, so we have it is now official. We have spoken with all but one, Paige, Ashley, Catherine. They all went on dates with Bachelor Cam yesterday. Their final dates, the final round. That's it. Now, Cam's going to decide on Wednesday who he wants to be his potential forever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one more. There's Jessica tonight.
Yep.
Going go-karting at, what's it called?
Drive in West Edmonton Mall. Yeah, they'll be there. 7 o'clock this evening, Jessica and Cam will go head-to-head. Loser buys the other one a beer down on Bourbon Street. And then the date's kind of starting 6:40, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how Cam does his regular 8 hours of a date.
Right.
Because sometimes he likes to push these really, really long.
Well, the results of the first three dates is they went way longer than they were, you know, scheduled or supposed to be. There were long walks that took place after each and every date. We know for sure there was a kiss with Ashley and a kiss with Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if it was at the end of the date, if it was, there were several. We just know that lips touched.
Yes.
In both of those dates, we know from Paige, who was at IKEA yesterday with Cam, said, "I don't kiss and tell."
Right.
So we don't know what that means.
Not at all.
But it means Jessica's left. We hear from Jessica tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then we'll chat with Cam tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam will be, I don't know, will he be anguishing? You've spoken with him a fair bit this weekend.
Is he
like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do here?
Well, the hard part about it is that he genuinely likes all of them at this point for different reasons. And so after Friday night's date, I talked to him and I said, okay, did that change anything for you? Like, did you go on the date and did it feel like, oh no, that wasn't what I remember? Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Saturday's date went forever. It went from 10 in the morning till...
It was an 8-plus hour date.
6:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them together just like the night before. They were cute and they were nice and wonderful to one another and they were very flirty.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, okay, no, that must be... Maybe it's that date.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw Paige and Cam yesterday. And there are pictures that I took of them where it looks like I might have captured them falling in love.
So you have no idea.
Not
what's
a
going
clue.
On.
And then Cam, I was waiting to hear from him yesterday. I haven't heard from him. So I actually don't know Cam's current thoughts as it stands right now.
Cam could very well also have no idea what he's going to do.
Which is would be the worst for him.
Maybe Jessica can shatter all of it and jump out in front here.
Absolutely.
No idea. But it happens tonight. So we'll find out where Cam is leaning tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. The punishment, if in case you missed it a few moments ago, it has been declared. I called it. I finally did it. A no-snow guarantee is now official.
So
it
silly.
Will not snow again, right? I have been punished in the past when it snows after I make the no-snow guarantee. Yeah, I didn't look ahead at the forecast to see there might be snow next week. My bad. But the punishment is now official.
Yeah.
If it snows again, I have to get a... Mom's not going to like this.
No.
I have to get a neck tattoo.
Yes.
However, in some weird twist, Robbie's like, hey, let me get in on this. How about what happens if it doesn't snow? He has to get, Dylan,
a face tattoo.
Oh, Jesus.
But because I think Robbie has way better odds. That's why
that is more likely to snow than not snow?
Yes. There's snow in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday.
I can only think of maybe four or five punishments I've had to do because of an incorrect no-snow guarantee. We've been doing this show for 18 years.
I think you're going to for sure see snow.
Robbie?
So I think, Robbie, you're going to be safe. But if you're not, I mean, your punishment's worse.
So Robbie's left trying to figure out what the face is.
Yeah, where does the face begin
Where does the face begin and where does the face end for this one? So that's the punishment there, which could be over as soon as next. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying get like inside the lip, but that's in the mouth.
That's in the mouth. That's not in the face.
It is.
It has to be on the face, not in the face.
Dylan,
your rules. Does it have to be in the face or on the face?
I think that mouth is a part of the face.
I've never thought this much about it, though, to be honest. I envisioned a Post Malone, really.
Okay.
Right.
We'll see. We have to follow closely.
I just don't see, Robbie, you losing at this point when we are sitting on April 8th.
I didn't look ahead at the forecast for next week. How could I be so stupid?
With like three-ish weeks left of April and then all of May.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.